Oh! Oh, boy! Let's take a deep breath and relax a little bit. Okay? Wait a minute. Bear with us, because you have to change the instruments and so forth. And let me repeat once again. This afternoon, everybody started coming forward, and a lot of young girls got hurt, and they had to carry them out, which is a bad circumstance, and we don't want it to happen again. Please, I want you to, everybody, if you could keep your seat, and I know it's going to be hard. It's hard for me to stand here calm, too, but that's the way it's got to be, okay? Now.
You promise to be true and help me understand, 'cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands, holding hands, holding hands. The sky, I know this love of mine will never die. Love her.
If we're gonna have some fun tonight, have some fun tonight. Ooh, everything's alright. Have some fun tonight.
Repeating on August the 28th, KILT will bring Help at the Lowe's Theater. That's August the 28th at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. The first exclusive premiere showing in the Southwest. And if you want to buy your tickets to Help, hey Dick friends, if you want to buy your tickets, don't go out of your gourd. In the morning at KILT Studios, they go on sale. And also, likewise, at Lowe's Theater. And I know that you're not too interested in Help. And I know that you're waiting, and it's been a long, hot night. Hey! Well, we love you too, man. We love that blonde-headed gal. So, hold it. Let's save it for the, save it.
Okay. You're gonna win the fight. Hold on, you'll go, hold on, it's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight. When you're by yourself, there's no one. you're gonna see the light. When you're warm, really warm, get things done like they've never been done. So hold on, let's try and end it. I'm sorry, I meant to try and end it.
Moving towards your thinking about peace and using your position and yourself to promote peace, from your experience with drugs?
It's been important in as much as I've been through the drug scene, you know. And it was obviously important to me or I wouldn't have gone through it.
It was something to know about.
Yes, you know, it was experience. And I don't advocate it, you know. I don't say don't do it, you know. I did it myself because I had to do it. I wanted to know it. And when I was at art school, I drank like a fish, you know, and I used to be lying on my back through the lectures and whatever it was, you know, and spewing up, and I went through the drink bit, you know. And I really think it's up to the individual. You can't tell them not to commit suicide, you know. And I came to a point on drink and on drugs where the choice was to be an alcoholic. I mean, it wasn't that serious, anywhere near that, just a kid drinking too much, you know. Or with drugs, to be a drug addict, you know. There's a steps you reach.
Everybody's talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers, very sensible, very big, penis, wingers, vodka,
to sing.
Please.
Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no, you know what I mean, a record.
Right, so I'll put you on the next B-side.
Macrobiotic, man.
Would you do me a favor? Everybody take a deep breath. See, we're trying to get the tensions out of there. All right, I'm kind of nervous too, to tell you the truth. We got to get everything exactly right. It's got to be exactly right before we all do our number and faint. And by all means, pay attention to these wonderful gentlemen in blue because they are looking out for your benefit, really. Wonderful. Not yet. Not yet.
Wirral dashes straight down the tree trunk like only a squirrel can, looking back over his shoulder to make sure that his mom is close behind him. She isn't. Suddenly, the huge old tree is falling, and moments later, Sugartail's limp white body lies twisted beneath a broken branch. No, cries Wirral, no. He claws at the soft earth with his tiny paws and drags her out from under it. His mother opens an eye and somehow manages to speak. You must go far from here, she whispers. Wirral has to lean in close to hear her above the noise of the mayhem all around them. He can smell sweet chestnuts on her breath. You must find Animalia. You'll be safe there. It's a real island, Wirral. It's real. Which is how talk of this magical sanctuary comes to be Sugartail's final words. Wirral gently lays her lifeless body on a patch of springy moss. Wirral, hurry, says a voice. Get in. We must leave now. The young squirrel turns to see Froggo hovering close by in his balloon, a rope ladder trailing from the basket to the ground. Wirral shakes his head and says something Froggo can't hear above the deafening sound of the destruction all around them. It's too late for your dear mother, Froggo shouts. You must save yourself. There's something I must do first, Wirral calls up. Alone. Well, that's the first chapter.
If you will, kind of restrain yourself. If the people in front, if you keep your seats, they're going to keep their seats. It's as simple as that. So actually, the people right in here, it's pretty important for you to kind of, you know, kind of get with it. All right. You only saw the drum, man. That's a Ludwig drum. And you know who that belongs to. Quiet! Quiet, quiet. Quiet. I like to play that drum.
Now, something else we've had a lot of people asking for is to hear Ringo say something and sing Boys. All right, Ringo, me old mate, this is your big moment.
I'd like to do this for Kathy Valenjan from Fothergate and also for all the girls in Form VC at Southport School.
Thank you. Paul, you've got one there.
Sylvie plays Ask Ring at Sing Boys for Mon Ami Francis, Claire. Merci for Christine is Francis. Thank you.
Oh, very Francais. John?
We never seem to hear Ringo sing at all, so how about letting him sing Boys for a change from Evelina?
sure.
Please come to the beat and sing, boys, and could Ringo read it out, please?
Yeah.
From Jennifer and Elizabeth.
And
you can't read it out.
And affects Yorkshire. All right, now, while he's climbing behind his drums, boys has also been asked for by Brian Greenough of Dewsbury, Margaret of Nottingham, Judith and Janet of Guildford, and Liz Griffiths of Cardigan. Are you ready, Ringo?
Take a trip around the world, hey, hey.
Papua, Papua,
hey, now.
Papua, Papua,
hey, hey.
Papua,
oh, you say you do.
Papua, yeah.
My girl says when I kiss her lips, guess I'll drill through a fingertip, hey.
Thank you, Ringo, and gentlemen.
Regular Grand Prix visitor George Harrison goes to maybe 6-7 Grand Prix a year, George, and guest star of the Monaco Grand Prix, Ringo Starr. How many races do you do, Ringo?
Oh, I only do this one, because I live here.
And what, George, you've really got into the racing.
Yeah, I like to go to a lot of races, but I just came down here to operate on Ringo. He had a bit of trouble with his stomach, and they called me down here. And...
Well, that's enough of that, George. What do you think of the cars this year?
Well, I hope Jody Scheckter wins again.
Oh, he's always faithful, Jody. See that?
Yeah. Well, he is so far his front row of the grid, but we don't know yet until the final practice. But I'd like to see Jody win the world championship.
Well, I haven't had my run yet, you see.
Well, an aficionado of the sport knows everything inside out. Who's going to win the race as far as you're concerned, Ringo?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's Fangio again for me.
Another win for Fangio.
Another win for Jody. He's got to do it one year.
You're waltzing round the room tonight in someone else's clothes. You're always coming out of things, smelling like a rose. Hung your head and your heart is filled with so much misery. But you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me. Will you say, let's go to the rodeo and see some cowboy fall? Sometimes it seems to me you have no sympathy at all. And your head and your heart is filled with so much misery. But you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me. And it ain't easy to get to you. But there must be some kind of a way. If only to connect with you. For one moment of each day. You say that you're all washed up, got nothing else to give. Seems like we never figured out how long you got to live. But you could feel like a baby again, sitting on daddy's knee. And you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me.
Come on. Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, quiet, quiet, quiet. I bring to you through KILT, the Beatles. The Beatles.
Hello? Hello? Hello, 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 hello. Howdy, y'all.
It's minor, it just means I can't sing.
You sang last night.
Yeah, but not very well. I can't do falsetto bits, that's the main thing.
Is that where you cut out Twist and Shout?
Yeah, well, that's not falsetto, well, that just takes it out of me before we even start, you know. But the bits in Help, I please, please help. My voice just cracks up, and the end bit of Ticket to Ride, and Paul keeps falling over laughing, because I just, there's wonderful noises coming out of my throat,
oh,
like
baby.
A...
Yeah.